Good morning. So no podium to hide behind this morning, so I guess I'll be extra nervous. Wouldn't life just be grand if we didn't have any problems? Well, let's think about that. You know, it'd be nice if we always had enough money to pay the bills, if our spouse never disappointed us, if the boss always gave us the easiest job. That would be great, wouldn't it? Many of us think that we encounter more than our share of problems. And maybe we do, I don't know. But let's think about that. How should we respond to our problems? Some of us whine. Some of us want pity. Sometimes we get discouraged, even depressed. But what does the scripture say about how we should deal with our problems? James has a different opinion than life would be grand. James in the James 1, 2 to 4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials and many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." So what is it? He's saying life is grand with problems because it makes us grow up. It makes us mature. Sometimes our problems come as a result of poor choices that we make. But other times, God is just allowing problems so that we can learn some valuable lessons. Either way, we need to learn from our mistakes, and we need to count it all joy. Remember, adversity builds character. I can think of some issues in problems in my own life when things weren't going well. I found peace and contentment when I had no money. I found out when I had failing health at one point in my life that friends and family were more important than everything else and the support of a church body. So we learned. I never would have chosen to go through those problems. And in the midst of it, I could not have thanked God for them. But looking back, I am thankful for the lessons I learned. And you can do the same. Also, those of us who are more mature in the faith need to help those who are less mature to see that problems can help us to grow, and we can point that out to them. Again, I want to read that verse, those three verses to you. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." So again, I say adversity builds character. You think about that.
A little shorter than everybody else that was standing up here. Good morning. How are you guys doing today? Well, as you can see from the first couple of songs that we sang with the kids up here, we had a fantastic week this week with Bible school. We had about an average of 40 kids each night, which was a true blessing. It was great to see kids from Cornerstone here and also bring friends and neighbors. As you can see from our decorations up here, our theme this year was God's big backyard. And we just had so much fun spending time in his backyard. Each night the kids learned, we had a theme each night about who we can serve that is in our family or in our community. And I think the kids did a really great job focusing each night on that theme and learning just how they can serve God by serving the people that are in their lives. The verse that we focused on this week was in Mark. And if you have your Bibles, you can turn to it. It's Mark 12, 29 through 31. And I just want to read that to you. Says Jesus replied, "The most important commandment is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these." And we kind of camped out on that idea this week that, you know, yes, we need to love God, but God also commands us to love our neighbors. And we learned that our neighbors are not just the people who live in the house on either side of us, but that neighbors are anybody that we encounter every day throughout our daily lives. And kids, do you remember the motions that we did to go along with our Bible verse? Can you teach your parents and the people sitting around you? We said, love God, love neighbors. Can we all do that together? Even the adults? Ready? Love God, love neighbors. One more time. Love God, love neighbors. Very good. One of the other highlights this week was our offering. The kids learned that a great way to serve God is by giving back to God, because everything that we have, God has given to us. So along those lines, the kids were excited to bring in their offering, but we, of course, also had a little competition to see which class could bring in the most money. Raise your hand if you're in the kindergarten and first grade class. Our kindergarten and first graders brought in the most money this week. So I think it was like $168 alone that that class brought in by themselves. But the really, really exciting news that I was really looking forward to sharing with you guys this morning is that our kids did such an awesome job this week that they brought in a total of $555 during the week of Bible school. So let's give them a round of applause. And we talked on Friday that the money that they brought in is going to go to the orphanage that the Independent Church in India helps to fund. And through Christy Hackman, we learned that there are 6 new kids at that orphanage that still do not have sponsors. So the money that we raise this week will go to each one of those 6 kids, and we'll be able to sponsor them for at least 1 month until they're able to find permanent sponsors. So fantastic job. Okay, can I have all of the kids come on up, come up onto the stage? We're going to get ready to sing you some songs. The first one is going to be the theme song that we learned called God's Big Backyard. So, you guys ready to sing? Yeah! All right, and kids, after we're done with our songs, if you guys just want to stay up here and sit down on the stage when we're done singing, okay? All right, I'm going to turn it over to Christy, who was our great worship leader this week.
Good morning, good morning. It's good to see you guys. We'll get this out of here because I'm sure somebody will knock it over or run into it, or it'll just be me doing that. Well, this is maybe a half of the crowd that we had this week, but these kids can sing their hearts out, and they did a tremendous job this week. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be showing you guys what they learned. And the first song that we're going to be singing today, guys, is God's Big Backyard. Now, you remember how we sing this song? We need lots and lots of space. And don't be falling off over here, dear Caitlin and Anna. But I need all of you guys to stand up, because we're going to teach this to you. And just like Jay said, we have cool people who come to Cornerstone, and cool people do the motions, okay? Now, if you think that you are not physically capable of doing it because you are so out of shape, you are going to start your new aerobic program this morning. Okay, everybody got that handled. But that means that you'll just have more room to eat at the picnic this afternoon. So what we're going to do is I'm going to show you guys the motions first, and then we're going to sing through it. So we're everybody know the hand jive? I'm really uncoordinated, so it's a joy to watch me do this. So watch the kids. But basically, it's easy, like this. You start out patting your legs. So you go 1, 2, clap, clap, slide, slide, bang, bang, around the neck, ching, ching. And then we start it all over again. Slap your legs. One, two, three, four. Yeah, see, I told you I'm really bad at it. And I have to sing and do this at the same time. It's bad, but these kids are really good. So that's basically what happens through the verses. And then when we go into the chorus, Vanessa. Oh, it's a big backyard. Okay, what do we do here, guys? We slide to the right. We slide to the left. You got to get some good hip movement into it. It goes, oh, whoa, it's a big backyard. Yeah, yeah, a really big backyard. See, it's not that hard. And then we say, everybody's serving and doing their part in God's big, 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 big backyard. In God's big, 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 big backyard. Just like that, okay? Okay, well, let's try it. It's really easy. You guys ready? Okay, here we go, guys. Let's show them how to do this. Here we go, helping out a hand. Helping out a neighbor and lending a hand. Building up a sister or brother. All around the world it's God's big backyard. And there's plenty of room to love in each other. Whoa, whoa, it's a big backyard. Yeah, yeah, a really big backyard. Everybody's serving and doing their part in God's big, 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 big backyard. It's big, 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 big backyard. Hey, hey! Always loving Jesus into my heart. Serving friends and family. Trying to make a difference by doing my part. Sharing His love so all the world can see. Whoa, whoa, it's a big backyard. Yeah, yeah, a really big backyard. Everybody's serving and doing their part in God's big, 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 big backyard. In God's big, 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 big backyard. Hey, yo, it's a big backyard. Hey, yo, a really big backyard. Everybody's serving here and doing their part when we all get together in this big backyard. Here we go, third verse. Learning about serving by doing God's word. Finding friends that will help us grow. Gotta get the message to all of our friends. So take my hand and let's go, go, go. Whoa, whoa, it's a big backyard. Yeah, yeah, a really big backyard. Everybody's serving and doing their part in God's big, 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 big backyard. In God's big, 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 big backyard. Hey, yo, it's a big backyard. Hey, yo, it's a big backyard. Everybody's serving here and doing their part when we all get together in this big backyard. Hey, yo, it's a big backyard. Yeah, yeah, a really big backyard. Everybody's serving and doing their part in God's big, 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 big backyard. In God's big, 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 big backyard. Hey, yo, it's a big backyard. Hey, yo, really big backyard. Everybody's serving and doing their part in God's big, 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 big backyard. In God's big, 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 big backyard. Good job, guys! Woohoo! Great job, guys. Here we go, the greatest commandment with all of our mind, okay? Here we go. With all my mind, with all my mind, with all my strength, with all my strength, with all my heart, with every beat of my heart, I want to serve you, Lord. This is the greatest commandment, to love God above all else. Whoa, this is the greatest commandment. And then to love my neighbor as myself. With all my mind, with all my mind, with all my strength, with all my strength, with all my heart, with every beat of my heart, I'm gonna serve you, Lord. This is the greatest commandment, to love God above all else. Whoa, this is the greatest commandment, and then to love my neighbor as myself. This is the greatest commandment, to love God above all else. Whoa, this is the greatest commandment, and then to love my neighbor as myself. And then to love my neighbor as myself. And then to love my neighbor as myself. Great job, guys. You guys can all have a seat here, okay?
Great job. So as you can see, we had a blast this week learning songs and just jumping around and praising God. I'd like to take a couple minutes and just individually ask our elementary teachers that helped out during Bible school to come up and just kind of recap what our themes were this week and just kind of what their class did and what their Bible story was. So first, Matt's going to come up and talk about what he and Courtney did with the kindergarten and first grade class.
Well, the first grade class was great this week, and I like to say that we raised more money than anybody else. And we're real proud of our class. But everybody else did really, really good, too. It was close. It was really close. Monday night, we did Serve Family. And the Bible story that we looked at was how Miriam took care of her brother Moses when he was in the basket in the river, and how she watched over him to make sure that he was safe. And we talked about who the people are that are in our families, and we took a virtual bus ride to each of our houses and found out who lives in our houses. So we got to learn about each other's families in that way. On Tuesday night, our theme was Serve Friends, and the Bible story was when four men dug an opening in the roof of a building to lower their sick friend to be healed by Jesus inside the building because it was so crowded that they couldn't get in the front door. That night, we sang a song about treating our friends kindly, and we also played a game in which we had to serve our friends to win. So our kids had a great time. They did a great job all week, and we just had lots of fun, and I feel like summer camp's ending, and I'm really sad, so...
Thanks, Matt. Next, Amanda Frazier. She taught our second and third graders, so she's going to talk a little bit about what we did Wednesday and Thursday night.
Wednesday night's theme was serving our neighbors, and our Bible story was about the Good Samaritan, about the man who gets beat up and robbed and left for dead alongside the road, and the Good Samaritan stops and gets him some treatment. And we talked about ways we can serve our neighbors, and we drew pictures of our neighborhoods, and we shared with each other about who lives around us and talked about that our neighbors aren't just the people that live immediately around us. And Thursday's theme was serving community, and our Bible school was about Zacchaeus, the tax collector that stole from people and eventually changed his heart and gave people back fourfold what he had stolen from them and gave away all of his worldly goods. And we talked about community helpers, and the class wrote letters of thanks to local firefighters that are going to be mailed out to thank them for their community service.
Great, thank you. And Christy Hackman, she taught our fourth and fifth graders, and she's going to talk about what we did Friday.
Friday night, our scripture was taken from Acts chapter 3 when Peter and John went to the temple and healed the lame man that was sitting by the gate, and they didn't do it in their own name. They did it in the name of Jesus, and we talked about the power that is found in the name of Jesus. And I was able to share a really cool story with my class that night. The night before, I was having a lot of back pain, and I met with some friends, and they prayed for me in the name of Jesus. And all day Friday, I didn't have a single bit of back pain. So it was a really concrete way to share with the kids the power that we find in the name of Jesus and how we can serve him by telling others about his power and his goodness.
Great, thanks. Okay, we're going to get ready to sing. So every night during Bible school, before we got ready to sing, I told the kids that they needed to stand up, make sure that they had enough space so that they didn't hit their neighbors. So I need everybody to get up, kind of wiggle around, make sure you have enough wiggle room so you can dance and you're not going to hit the person beside you. Kids, get up. Make sure you have space. Guys, ready to sing again? All right, let's go.
We're singing Great Love. Here we go. Oh, what a great love. Okay.
Oh, what a great love.
Oh, what a wonderful love that the Father has given us. Oh, what a great love. Oh, what a wonderful love that the Father has given us. No, it's not too difficult. Here we go. God's got children living in His light, created in His image, precious in His sight. Oh, what a great love. Oh, what a wonderful love that the Father has given us. Great job, guys. What a great love. Oh, what a wonderful love that the Father has given us. We just love each other the way the Father does. When we love our neighbors, they see God in us. Oh, what a great love. Oh, what a wonderful love that the Father has given us. Oh, what a great love. Oh, what a wonderful love that the Father has given us. What a great love. Oh, what a wonderful love that the Father has given us. Oh, what a great love. Oh, what a wonderful love that the Father has given us. Oh, what a great love. Good job, guys. You guys can have a seat.
All right. Way to go. You guys can have a seat again. Good job. This year, we did something new that we didn't do in Bible school last year, and that was have a class for our preschoolers. Jay did an amazing job with our kids who were about 3 through maybe 5, anybody who wasn't in kindergarten yet. And we had, at the beginning of the week, actually, we had almost like 20 kids in the preschool class. And I think he had like 9 people in there helping him. And they had so much fun. Every time you'd walk past the room, you'd hear the kids like shouting and singing. And they just were having so much fun. So I'm going to have Jay come up and just let you know what they did this week.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we had a great time in the preschool room for Vacation Bible School. And I want to thank the people that helped me out, Denise Oles and Sherry and Tim and DJ and Jake and Sherry and Jimmy and all those people, because we put together the team sort of at the last minute, and they were really flexible and really, 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 it was a great team. And yeah, we had a lot of kids, a lot of 3 and 4 year olds in that little room there in the middle. So it was a great time. And we sort of deviated from the basic theme and focused a little bit more on basic faith, because it's what kids do best. And so sort of have like a philosophy that you capitalize on what kids understand best and try and drive that home with this faith concept, right? So we started talking about first night we talked about Elisha and the widow that kept pouring the oil into the jar. And each night we will learn with our hands and by making something or building something or constructing something that was about the teaching, and the teaching was done through that. So kids got their own little like tasting oil for that night, for that first night. And they decorated the jars. And the second and third night, we talked about Jonah. And we had a great time talking about Jonah and his bad attitude and how important it is for us to know God's care for us. And the fourth night, on Thursday, we talked about Daniel in the lion's den. And we made lion puppets. And then on Friday, we talked about Nehemiah. And we actually built our own wall of Jerusalem out of rice cakes and peanut butter, which was a lot of fun. So it was a blast all around. And I'm a firm believer that that kids learn best when kids have fun learning. And so we would stop each night and we would do a lot of different things. It was teaching, there was craft. Pastor Tim each night brought a nature moment when they learned a lot of different things, leaf rubs and how to start a fire, which is fun. And how to use a compass and all kinds of really, really cool things. Prints, and it was a great, Pastor Tim did a great job with that. We had games and we would play games, and we had one injury through the week that caused the game to be even more fun than it was. And it was a blast. Each night we would also take a short moment to do a silly song. So let's all stand up. And where's my preschoolers, 3 and 4 year olds? Up on. Okay, now, everybody hear me? This song, this is not a song. It's more of a chant or a rhyme. And it's called Little Cabin in the Woods because this is God's big backyard. So you'll have to please follow along with the motions. The story tells itself. All right, so I'm going to stand back here. So, but please play along. Everybody put your hands up like this. Ready? Little cabin in the woods. Little man by the window stood. Saw a rabbit hopping by, knocking at his door. Help me, help me, help, he said. For the hunter, shoot me dead. Bang! Little rabbit, come inside, safely to abide. Now we do it very tiny. Little cabin in the woods. Little man by the window stood. Saw a rabbit hopping by, knocking at his door. Help me, help me, help, he said. For the hunter, shoot me dead. Bang! Little rabbit, come inside, safely to abide. All right, you ready? Now we do it big. Little cabin in the woods. Little man by the window stood. Saw a rabbit hopping by, knocking at his door. Help me, help me, help, he said. For the hunter, shoot me dead. Bang! Little rabbit, come inside, safely to abide. Good job, everyone. Good job. You can have a seat. You can have a seat. Yeah, so that was this week in the preschool room. Thank you.
Thank you. That is what I heard every day when I would walk past, and I wasn't sure what they were doing. Now, our theme this week, like I have been saying, was all about serving. And one of the kids each had, the elementary kids, had three stations that they would go to. I guess four stations that they would go to each night. After we had our big assembly time, the kids would be dismissed to their classrooms where they would have their Bible time with their teachers and they would have the Bible story and their lesson. And then they kind of rotated around to three other stations, one being craft, one being snack, and the other one being community corner, which was new this year and really went along with the theme of service. And I'm going to have Ed Tucker come down because he led community corner for us. And the kids just did a lot of great stuff this week learning how to serve their community. So Ed's just going to give us a little taste of what he did with the kids.
It was somewhat very frustrating when you talk about God's big, 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 big backyard and given a little tiny square in this room. It's somewhat entering, you know, you talk about learning by experience and you talk about learning by doing. And but we tried our best to get the kids to help us all to learn a little bit how big God's big, big, big backyard is all about. And also just to learn a little bit about who our neighbors were. And so the first night we dealt with the whole idea. Hi, Tracy, you are here. Do you want to come up and help? Wow, wee. Tracy was a big help. We met and helped organize all this, and she came up with some good suggestions along the way. And so that's good. And anytime you want to speak, and I know you will, so then that's the blessing that Tracy brings. This is good. First night we did adjectives of the kids, and that was very important to hear that. Actually, I might go and just prompt you a little bit, go and talk about the prayer chain when I get there, okay? That'll be good. Okay. Anything else you might want to talk about? Okay, very good. And after discussing with them about the adjectives, then we talked about what it was, who serves us. And so we had a firefighter come the first night, and the second night, Tuesday night, and we also had Trooper Martin come. And Trooper Martin, you know, he dresses up well. I mean, on Sunday morning, he's quite a handsome dude. But when he's in his uniform, is Trooper Martin here today? Where is he? I can't see. Oh, you're hiding. Wow, okay. I mean, I guess you know how lovely your husband looks when he's in uniform, right? I mean, wow, impressive, you know? Wow, whew, made me stand up taller. Okay. But he came, and Chad, right, was our firefighter, is that right? And we thank him for that. So the kids learned how to love Jesus and at the same time serve in God's big, big backyard. And then from there we traveled over to Lebanon County Christian Ministries. And there we learned about all that they do when families are in trouble. in our big, big, big backyard that God has given us to live in. And we collected some food items. And Isaiah, you're here? Is Isaiah here? You don't? No, you're not Isaiah. Okay. Isaiah brought the knowledge that LCCM is having a little food shortage with meeting the emergency needs in God's big, big backyard. And we have some canned goods here, and that would help maybe a family for about 3 days, what's there. And I guess we'll leave that where it is, okay? The knowledge is now shared. Little Isaiah brought it, and that's the other point. I want us all to somehow just, I told the story on opening night about Trevor in Philadelphia many, many years ago, how he saw some homeless people on TV and said to his mom and dad, we got to go help. So they took some blankets and some coffee, and they thought it was all over with. But Trevor said the next night, we got to go do it again. And, you know, it's something when parents hear their child's heart and respond with supporting arms and words and resources. Because now you can go to Philadelphia and see Trevor Place and you can hear all that. But that beginning step was so crucial for mom and dad to say, yeah, we'll get some blankets and we'll get some coffee and we'll leave our nice big home here and we'll get in the car and we'll go into a place in God's big, big backyard that we're very fearful of, that normally we don't travel to because it's a frightening place. But they were willing to say yes that night, all because their child was saying, we need to do that. So I just leave that with you also. And then on Thursday night, right, we wrote letters because I wanted them to understand that they as kids can be a sharer of God's love to others, that they can share Jesus with others. And so they wrote letters to about 50 folk. Actually, about 30, 40 some folk. We have about 10 more letters to write yet to all 50 names. And the person there at Spancrest was very nice to give us 50 names. So we have about 10 more letters to write yet to folk that we drive by every day. You know, I mean, you know where Spancrest is? Yeah, you all know where Spancrest is. They have a lovely sign telling you, Spancrest. Inside that building are people. And some people have family that comes visit them, but other, a lot of folk there don't necessarily have family that come visit. So that's another area of ongoing love potential for us and God's big, big backyard. And then I would encourage us on Friday night to be in prayer for the chaplain, the women's prison, Chaplain Nolt, who was sick that night and still is recovering, regaining her strength. But she sent two uniforms, and Tracy looks lovely in orange and handcuffs. I mean, that was very impressive. It was a little tight, but she squeezed in. Size wasn't quite right, but that also might be the way it really is in prison. You don't necessarily get choice of size or color in prison. And so we talked about what it was like to be a woman in prison, and that's why we collected some personal toiletry articles in the sense of the shampoo and the deodorant and the socks and all those things that become very precious. And then your sister shared, there she is, because you shared something very vital, and I hope you kids grasp that, was that the number one prayer concern of women in prison is their children. So, church, there's a lot of women in Lebanon who are in prison right now who have children, maybe not in the best of circumstances, because mom made a bad choice doesn't mean that the child should be hurting. So I'll just leave that, too, because as you can see in God's big, big backyard, there's just a lot of potential for loving. And we just, you know, don't want to go on and on here. Okay. And Christy, why don't you talk about that prayer chain? Because I think you could do that better.
I don't know where to begin. I guess basically the big thing that we did in the back was our prayer chain. And ironically, if you give kids an opportunity to speak, they speak for a long time. And so most of our 20 minutes was taken up by prayer requests or praises. And it was interesting what we found out about your families. So you just had no idea until you go back and read the prayer chain. But more importantly, I want you to really, as you walk out of here, is just pray pray for the needs on those chains. I mean, we learned all kinds of things about the thankful for their families and for their food and all that fun stuff. But there was a lot of hurts, too. And that was one thing that I wanted to dig a little deeper into their hearts, because there is a lot going on. As we spoke about jail on Friday night, one of the kids' mom was in jail. And so, like, there's a lot of needs, even within our community. And so it was really neat for kids to really see the love of Jesus, but how we can also just speak into their lives. But one of the things that we wanted to really impress upon them is just bringing in things for the needs of our community of food and toiletries. And so as you're leaving, you can see there's a whole slew of shoe boxes back there. Please pick one up. Obviously, we only had X amount of kids here, but we had a whole bunch of boxes. So those can be easily filled and brought back to the church, and we'll make sure that they get to where they need to be. Basically, the needs that go in the food or in the boxes are shampoo, conditioner, socks, and deodorant. And they are being donated to the women's prison in here in Lebanon. And like Ed said, if you want to bring any canned goods, I know we've done this before, but if you want to bring any canned goods, they will also get to LCCM. Is that it?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. one other thing that Ed and Tracy did do with the kids each night, too, was if you take notice to our fence up here, we have a lot of handprints. Each kid, hopefully, throughout the week, was able to fill out a hand in a way that they served either their family, friends, community, neighbors, or Jesus. So each night, at the end of the night, the kids came up and they put their hands up on the fence. So they did a really, really good job serving this week. And I think, are you guys ready to sing again? You ready to get up and move around? So let's get moms and dads up too. Make sure you have some elbow room so you can dance, and we'll sing some more songs.
Okay. This is a slower song. So this one's easy to catch all the motions too. Here we go. How many needs are in this world? Seems too much for any boy or girl. Start with one, and when you're done, start all over again. Find a place that you can serve, lend a hand to heal your hurt. Make a difference in your world, we all are here to serve. Find a place where you can serve, lend a hand to heal the hurt. Make a difference in your world, we all are here to serve. How many needs are in this world? Seems too much for every boy or girl. Start with one, and when you're done, start all over again. Find a place where you can serve, lend a hand to heal the hurt. Make a difference in your world, we all are here to serve. Find a place where you can serve, oh sorry, lend a hand to heal the hurt. Make a difference in your world, we all are here to serve. We're here to serve, we're here to serve, we're here to serve, we all are here to serve. Find a place where you can serve, lend a hand to heal the hurt. Make a difference in your world, we all are here to serve. Find a place where you can serve, lend a hand to heal the hurt. Make a difference in your world, we all are here to serve. Find a place to change your world, we all are here to serve. Good job, guys. And now we're going to start doing our ready to serve. You know how we're running? Serve. Here we go. Did you go where you will lead? I'm ready, ready to serve. Ready to love as you love me. I'm ready, ready to serve. I'm ready, ready, Lord. I'm ready to serve. Walking in faith and offering praise. I'm ready, ready to serve, yeah. I'm ready, ready to serve. Did you just melt your love? I'm ready, ready to serve. Ready to do when words aren't enough. I'm ready, ready to serve. I'm ready, ready, Lord. ready to serve, walking in faith and offering praise. I'm ready, ready to serve, yeah. I'm ready, ready to serve. I'm ready, ready, Lord. I'm ready to serve, walking in faith and offering praise. I'm ready, ready to serve, yeah. I'm ready, ready to serve. I'm ready, ready, Lord. I'm ready to serve, walking in faith and offering praise. I'm ready, ready to serve, yeah. I'm ready, ready to serve. I'm ready, ready to serve, yeah. I'm ready, ready to serve. Good job, guys. You guys can have a seat here.
All right, great job. Now, who can tell me, 1 second. Who can tell me who our two friends were that we met this week? Raise your hand. Who can tell me? Matthew, who are our two friends?
Stan and Alex.
Good. We met two friends this week named Stan and Alex. And every night they came and they talked to us a little bit about how they were learning to serve their friends and their family and community and neighbors in Jesus. And I think I saw them today. Did anybody see them here today? You did? I think they're here, and I think they want to come and talk to us about what they learned this week. Can anybody tell me what Stan's favorite thing to do is? What does Stan love to do? Trey, what does Stan like to do?
Read books.
Stan loves books. I even think he sported a shirt this week that said, I love books on it, because he loves to read so much. Let's see. I think they're about ready to go. So can we give them a big round of applause to get them up here?
Hey, kids. How you doing today? I am so excited to see you. We had a lot of fun this week, didn't we? Yeah, yeah. Who let them in here? Do you know who they are? Oh, they're your parents. Oh, okay, then they're cool then. All right, cool. Well, God, we just had a great time. And, you know, I was on my way to the library to return these books, and I thought I would just stop by and say hi for one last time, because I know I'm going to miss you boys and girls so much. And, you know, we learned a lot this week. And do you guys remember way back to Monday, the first night that we were here, we learned about what? Serving family. Good, good, good. Yeah. And then the second night, we learned about serving friends. Hey, speaking of friends, have you guys seen Alex anywhere?
Just in time, huh, Stan?
Yeah, just in time, Alex.
So, well, anyway, what are you up to, Stan?
I was just going to ask you the same thing. Don't you remember we had scheduled to meet here to talk with everybody about what we did this week in God's big backyard? Where have you been? Uh-oh. Well, kids, it seems like Alex really is starting to take this serving thing pretty seriously, isn't she? Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope you guys all had a great time this week learning about serving Jesus and serving your community. And I'm really going to miss you, but I got to get going. I got to hang out in the library, return these books, get some new ones. And, you know, then after that, maybe I'll go pick up some trash like Alex was talking about. Well, Alex, we've really got to get our coordination together. Yeah. I heard you saying something when you were running in. Could you repeat that for everybody? I think they got distracted.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to come eat lunch with my family.
Oh, I can't. I've got to return these books and I think maybe go to the doctor.
We'll do it after lunch. Come on, let's go.
No, Alex, wait just a minute, Alex. Okay, I'm coming. Kids, don't forget, when you serve your community, it's giving honor and glory to Jesus, okay? See you later. Oh, Socratic method. Thank you. Oh, thanks. Bye.
Okay, we're going to get ready to sing in just a minute, but before we do, I forgot to do this in the beginning. If you helped with Bible school at all this week, whether it was just one night or a couple nights or you were here all week, could you just stand for me? Can we give these volunteers a big hand? Thank you. I just wanted to thank all of you guys because without your help, we wouldn't have been able to do this, and these kids wouldn't have been able to have such a good time. So I really appreciate it, and I thank you very much.